Today, we're reminded that when we wrestle with God, we are changed and truth is revealed. Let's head to the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 32, and meet Jacob. It's really late at night, and Jacob is nervous. So have you ever had one of those nights where you just can't sleep? You stare at the ceiling, your brain won't turn off, and your stomach feels all twisted up? You said something or you did something and you're afraid people are going to find out? Well, that's exactly how Jacob feels in this moment. Jacob lied to his father, tricked his brother Esau, and stole a blessing that was not his. Jacob is scared. He knows that he really messed up. So Jacob walks back and forth by the river, back and forth, thinking and praying and worrying. Suddenly, someone grabs him in the darkness. Is this Esau, his brother? No? Well, who is this person? It's God. And they wrestle all night long. As the sun comes up, Jacob asks for a blessing. And in Genesis 32, verse 28, we hear, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and overcome." God then touches Jacob's hip, and Jacob walks with a limp for the rest of his life. More importantly, after wrestling, Jacob walks away changed. Now here's the good news. God shows up to wrestle with Jacob, to confront Jacob, and to change him. Jacob's story is part of a much bigger story God tells us. Later, Jesus comes into the world. Jesus comes to be with us to deal with our sin, our mistakes, our guilt, and our broken hearts. You see, sometimes faith isn't clean or easy. Sometimes believing means wrestling with doubt, wrestling with the tough stuff, wrestling with the times that we have lied, tricked, or stolen something. God meets us right now in the middle of the midnight struggle. God wrestles with us not to crush us, but to confront us and to change us, to reveal a truth we need to learn. And then when the morning comes, just like Jacob, you may walk away knowing more about God and more about who you are. Remember that God is with you when you wrestle with the tough times of life. And then remember the greater story of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins on the cross, so that we can have salvation each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.